In South Carolina, all political parties are equal, but some are apparently more equal than others. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life. Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at...
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
The Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies and deceit, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 12th, 2014. We're in hour one here on the Alternative Media, streaming live at thealternativemedia.com. Our website's alternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I want to thank everyone for the emails, calls. I was out last week. We had some issues here at WDSL Studios. We had our two great engineers, Rob and Gary, come by this week. We got everything straightened out, but I appreciate the concern. So much news has happened in the last 2 weeks. I mean, it boggles my mind. Fort Hood shooting, the stabbing massacre. Some of the headlines we're going to be getting into in the next couple of hours. Retail tsunami, 16 major change, closing more stores. What in the world is happening with the NASDAQ? We've got a story here. Obama administration released tens of thousands of illegal criminals. You're going to hear that one. Of course, this week the story broke. The CIA misled on interrogation program, Senate report says. A national disgrace with regards to what our country has done with torture around the world. Next hour, shocking facts about the deindustrialization of America that everyone should know. And there was a vaccine bombshell a week before last. I wasn't here to report it last week. Baby monkeys develop autism symptoms after obtaining doses of popular vaccines. You're going to want to hear that one. And also next hour, we're going to be discussing the rare astrological event that's coming up this year. Monday night, there's going to be a blood moon eclipse. And some of the facts surrounding when these have happened in the past and when they're going to be happening in the future. It is interesting to say the least. But to get us started, we're going to talk a little bit about what is happening out in Nevada. Now, we may have a caller calling in from the protest there in Nevada. And last Saturday night, Fox News ran an excellent TV show. I think it was at 10 o'clock Saturday night on Fox. And it was about the story of the Bundy family there in Nevada, as well as three other stories where the government has much, much, much overreached its constitutional powers. And one was the Gibson Guitar Factory. And it was on again on Sunday night, if you're able to catch that. But Natural News ran an excellent article. We're going to start with it. In 1989, members of China's democracy movement staged a massive protest in Tiananmen Square in response to the communist Chinese government's commanded near-total control over the nation's media while dispatching heavily armed soldiers and tanks to surround and intimidate the protesters. Today, the U.S. government has dispatched hundreds of heavily armed soldiers, snipers, and helicopters to lay siege to a ranch near Bunkerville, Nevada, called the Bundy Ranch, where the Bundy family has been running cattle since the 1870s. In 1949, the Federal Bureau of Land Management was created, and in the 1990s, the BLM claimed false authority to start charging grazing fees for Bundy's cattle. Today, the BLM claimed the Bundy family owes over $1 million to the government. In order to collect that $1 million and lay siege to and the Bundy family has been using for generations, the BLM is engaged in the very same kind of brutality and threat of violence that the Chinese government used against its protesters in 1989. In fact, the similarities between the two are very numerous. Let me also add, this is April 12th. 1 week from today will be the anniversary of when the federal government of the United States gassed babies and burnt down a church in Waco, Texas. So nothing is beneath the federal government to do to the American citizens. Do the people out there believe that the federal government of the United States is stockpiling all of these massive amounts of bullets and all of this military armaments inside the country because they're such great humanitarians? I don't think so. So let's continue with this story. The mainstream media now functions as a total government mouthpiece, broadcasting lies and propaganda such as the false claim that a protester kicked one of the Bureau of Land Management security dogs. In fact, the officer verbally commanded the dog to attack the protesters. This is similar to the Chinese government's direct controlling virtually the entire Chinese press. We have no legitimate press in America today. Everyone needs to face that fact. The majority of the mainstream media is nothing more than a prostituted lapdog for the corporations and for the government. The deployment of absurd overkill hardware, tanks in the case of China and government helicopters in the case of the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. It's also been reported by Pete Santilli and Adam Kokesh that the Bureau of Land Management has hired Blackwater-style operatives to don the BLM badges and wade into the scene as soldiers for hire. Of course, they've already admitted that they have snipers deployed, and one of the things that they're saying is that the cattle grazing there may be damaging the tourists. Let's all remember, Nevada was where they were testing the atomic bombs. The intimidation and silence of local law enforcement in the case of the Bundy Ranch in Nevada, the local sheriff of Clark County has the constitutional authority to arrest all of the BLM personnel for felony theft of cattle and trespassing. Yet he is being intimidated into silence, thereby abandoning his own constituents. In China, officials who were friendly to the protesters were demoted, purged, or kidnapped and killed by the Chinese government. I would like to see the other nations of the world, if the United States government once again commits the atrocities that we know they're capable of against its own citizens, band together and unite for humanitarian reasons to save the population of the United States from its own tyrannical government. The Chinese government declared martial law and arrested anyone they wish. Similarly, in Nevada, the BLM has declared a state of effective martial law by threatening to arrest anyone who sets foot on the desert dirt. The BLM has also set up First Amendment zones and threatened to arrest anyone who strayed outside the zone who wished to express their First Amendment rights. Dave Bundy, son of Clive Bundy, was brutalized and arrested for taking photographs on a public highway. I mean, wow, how far we have allowed this thing to go in this country. How far? How long is enough? So far, the federal government has stolen over 350 head of cattle from the Bundy family. Cattle theft is a felony crime in the state of Nevada. The federal government, in fact, began this standoff by arriving on the scene with heavy weapons and then proceeding to engage in multiple felony crimes. Now, let me make mention, in the Fox News report last week, one of the crimes that the Bundy family had committed was in a, now I'm quoting this from Fox News, in 23 miles of fencing, one staple was missing. So they charged him with inadequate stapling of a fence due to one staple in 23 miles. I'm not making up the news here. I'm quoting Fox News. So it's obvious there was a concerted effort to go after This meant they want to put a stop to what had been going on for decades. For whatever reason, there's been a lot of speculation. There is a whole long list on Drudge Report today, even Charlie Daniels weighing in. First test of military against citizens with a question mark. Rangers brought in from out of state. Supporters gather outside the LVPD headquarters. Militia members arrive. We're not afraid to shoot. Feds refuse to say if they're euthanizing the cattle. Senator Reid, government takeover of ranch for solar farm. Coming up on a break, all this and more on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Sites at alternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. This is radio for truthers and for the masses. And wow, I know you're out there that still believe the lie. We're going to continue with an article from Natural News. The federal government believes it has the right to do anything it wants to anybody it wants merely because it wields the most firepower. That's absolutely the truth. The federal government utterly lacks any legitimate authority to seize land which under common law precedent has been worked, protected, and ranched by the Bundy family for over 100 years. The U.S. Constitution strictly forbids the federal government from interfering in state business. This limitation has been willfully ignored, of course, by the feds. The media's silence on the story is an endorsement of federal brutality against ranchers. If this were taking place in Russia, North Korea, China, Iran, it would be international news. But because it's taking place in America, the U.S. media has defaulted to near silence, which is absolutely the truth, as a way to cover for the Obama administration, which apparently can do no wrong, not even when aiming government snipers at American families. The liberal media appears to wholly endorse these violent actions, including the brutality which has been exercised against innocent protesters by trying to downplay the reality of the situation. The Washington Post, for example, characterized this massive armed siege as government wanting to move a few cattle and some people aren't happy. That sort of downplaying of reality smacks of a government-run press publishing propaganda rather than factual reporting. The alternative media has to do the job the mainstream media won't do. Without question, if Clive Bundy, it's my favorite part, how perfect this is, happened to be openly gay, as in Brokeback Mountain style, mainstream media coverage would be entirely different. The cultural narrative now being pushed by TV shows, movies, and the media is that it is perfectly acceptable to brutalize cowboys and conservatives, but not at all acceptable to even criticize those who choose alternative gay lifestyles. Somehow, members of the Bundy family being cowboys makes them automatically suspect in the distorted eyes of the liberal anti-liberty media. I mention this because it's important to understand why the liberal media is intentionally standing by and doing nothing while innocent Americans are brutalized and threatened at gunpoint. In the minds of the lamestream media, ranchers, conservative meat producers, and gun owners all deserve to die in violent acts perpetrated against them by a righteous government that controls all land and all natural resources. Therefore, the federal government must be doing the right thing in Nevada. They figure, and anyone who takes a stand in defense of a meat-producing cowboy is obviously not to be taken seriously. Shame on the mainstream media, the propaganda arm of the U.S. government, for ignoring this Tiananmen-style assault on fundamental American freedoms. This is not America, and we all know it. This is a nation of government tyranny and media complicity to silence the truth and destroy fundamental freedoms. I've got a video that outlines just a little bit of this. If this is new to you, I'm going to play that for you now.
In Austin, Texas, is Mike Adams. He's the health ranger. He's been covering the story that's been breaking along with us here at WHDT, the story that's been breaking in the Nevada desert for the Bundy Ranch, where the Bureau of Land Management had assaulted protesters on the ground with taser guns over a land dispute that's been boiling for 20 years now. Mike, before we get into the motives behind the BLM land grab there in Nevada, let's talk about the lack of coverage that we've seen throughout the week from the major outlets such as NBC, CBS, NBC, CNN. Just today now, we're seeing a headline, Showdown on the Range, Nevada Rancher Feds Face Off Over grazing Rights. And there's an interesting point that I want to bring up when we get into this. They say, this is from CNN now, a confrontation teetered on violence Wednesday when Bundy family members and dozens of supporters angrily confronted a group of rangers holding tasers and barking dogs on leashes near Bunkerville. Now, CNN is framing this already in their very third paragraph. They are saying, supporters angrily confronted. Now they're all now the federal. They go on to say federal officials say a police dog was kicked and officers were assaulted, and then a little further down they say Bundy family members say they were thrown to the ground and jolted with a taser. So we're already seeing a framing of this debate in the national spectrum from the mainstream or national media. What have you uncovered thus far on your end?
Well, at first, the mainstream media refused to cover this story, trying to pretend that this wasn't happening in America. It's a Tiananmen Square type of event where innocent people are being really surrounded by armed government officials who threaten violence against them. And then once the media couldn't ignore the story, they're now twisting it and really printing absurd lies. the YouTube video. The YouTube video clearly shows, for example, that BLM officers or agents gave verbal commands to their dog to attack that protester, and that protester backed away using his leg in a self-defense maneuver. Then, of course, CNN characterizes that as the protesters kicking the BLM dog and assaulting the officers. No, this was clearly an act of self-defense. And clearly the BLM officers gave multiple verbal and body language commands to that dog to attack the protesters. So we're starting to see the lies rolling out now, where CNN and other members of the mainstream media are now going to lie to their audience in the United States in the same way that the Chinese government would lie to their own citizens about what happened in Tiananmen Square.
Well, you know, Mike, video never lies. We're playing that video right now so that the people at home can make judgment for themselves. And of course, we want them to have the facts. So why do you think that CNN is so, you know, bending in the side of Washington or in the side of the Bureau of Land Management?
Well, I hope I'm not going out of bounds to say that CNN is a mouthpiece of the White House and Washington interests. The mainstream media today is not what it used to be. It's not the Nixonian era of good journalism where journalists ask questions and don't trust government. Today, our mainstream media journalists, by and large, simply repeat the official lies that the government puts out on stories like this. But let's talk about the actual facts that are happening here. The government claims this is about protecting tortoises. When in the history of our nation has the government ever brought snipers, helicopters, hundreds of armed agents, and used attack dogs to protect tortoises? It's never happened before, and the explanation is patently absurd.
Well, Mike, I've got an email here from Rusty Hill, and we quoted him in a previous segment. Now, Rusty was a volunteer for the Bureau of Land Management for 20 years, living in Las Vegas, and he actually says in his email to me that he knows the Rangers personally, the Rangers that are in the video that you're watching right now. He knows them personally. He says some of them are good guys, but they don't really understand what was going on until right now. He says in the 1990s, there was a congressional mandate to survey all of that land, and that would conveniently coincide with when the Bundys started to be pressured by the federal government.
Yeah, well, this is a very serious states' rights issue and also a common use land issue. Remember, the Bundy family has been running cattle on this land since the 1870s. The Bureau of Land Management didn't even come into existence until about 70 years later, in about 1949, I believe. And then almost 50 years later, BLM decided it was going to start charging farmers like the Bundy family lease fees or grazing fees, basically renting this land that they proclaimed they own to the Bundy family. This is what the dispute is fundamentally about.
Well, clearly the Bundy family has been grazing their cattle there for many years. So how come the government can simply just come in?
We're coming up on a break. That video is posted in its entirety on thealternativemedia.com. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Back on the alternative, Baron in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. We're going to move past the story of what's going on there in Nevada. The video is on the website. There's a lot of information on a Drudge Report. If you're wanting to look into this, I wait for the day when this is the trigger, when the event comes that triggers a response, if it can ever happen in America, that says enough is enough and we dismantle the federal government. And we replace it with something, we abolish the current system and we replace it with something that represents we the people, average Americans, not the corporations, not the big banks. We abolish the Federal Reserve. We abolish the IRS. We tell the Federal Reserve we're not going to pay you back a penny of that money because it's nothing but ink on paper. It's backed by nothing. We owe you nothing. We'll pay back anybody, any other foreign countries. We have a legitimate debt. And we have a government that represents we the people. We are so far from that now in this country, people. It is laughable. It's a national tragedy. It is sad that we have let this thing get to this point. Because the government does not fear the people. The people fear the government. That's why we've got tyranny in this country. Let's move on. We've got so much news to cover. This is coming in from the Washington Post. A report by the Senate Intelligence Committee concludes that the CIA misled the government and the public about aspects of its brutal interrogation program for years. Now, let me say right here that nothing will come of this. There will be, no one's going to jail. It's just like Fast and Furious. It's just like when the federal government went down to Waco and gassed babies and murdered women and children. None of them went to jail. In fact, the Branch Davidians went to jail. And they'll do the Bundy family the exact same way. I fear for the Bundy family, because we've got a sadist, murderous, tyrannical government in America that will simply go down there and murder those people if it so deems to do so. And the mainstream media will continue searching for the plane on mainstream media while American citizens are being killed. And how about the fact of the free speech zones? I didn't get to harp on that. They have these events. They move the protesters way off to the side. Of course, they tell them it's for their own safety. They have free speech zones, which is actually constitutionally free zones, because you don't have any rights. Back to this story. The government misled the public about aspects of its brutal interrogation program for years, concealing details about the severity of its methods, overstating the significance of plots and prisoners, and taking credit for critical pieces of intelligence that detainees had in fact surrendered before they were subjected to harsh techniques. The report, built around detailed chronologies of dozens of CIA detainees, document a long-standing pattern of unsubstantiated claims as agency officials sought permission to use and later tried to defend excruciating interrogation methods that yielded little, if any, significant intelligence, according to U.S. officials who have reviewed the document. The CIA described its program repeatedly, both to the Department of Justice and eventually to Congress, as getting unique, otherwise unobtainable intelligence that helped disrupt terrorist plots and save thousands of lives, said one U.S. official briefed on the report. Was that actually true? The answer, he said, is no. Here, once again, the federal government of the United States, bold-faced lying to the American people while torturing citizens of another country, claiming them to be terrorists. We have got so much blood on our hands. No wonder we are one of the most hated nations in the world now. Current and former U.S. officials who describe the report spoke on the condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the issue and because the document remains classified. The 6,300-page report includes what officials described as damning new disclosures about a sprawling network of secret detention facilities and black sites that was dismantled by President Obama in 2009. Classified files reviewed by committee investigators revealed internal divisions over the interrogation program. Officials said, including one case in which CIA employees left the agency's secret prisons in Thailand after becoming disturbed by the brutal measures being employed there. The report also cites cases in which officials at CIA headquarters demanded the continued use of harsh interrogation techniques, even after analysts were convinced that prisoners had no more information to give. Keep torturing them. We're sadists. Keep torturing them no matter what. The report describes previously undisclosed cases of abuse, including the alleged repeated dunking of a suspect in tanks of ice water at a detention site in Afghanistan, a method that bore similarities to waterboarding but never appeared on any Justice Department approved list of techniques. We'll just make up the torture as we go. This is what the rest of the world sees our government as being involved in. Now, how in the world, if North Korea starts torturing American citizens or any other country or American military, is our government going to grandstand and say, well, you can't do that? How dare you do such a thing? When that's what we've carried out now for well over a decade. U.S. officials said the committee refrained from assigning motives to CIA officials whose actions or statements were scrutinized. The report also does not recommend new administrative punishments or further criminal inquiry into the program that the Justice Department has investigated repeatedly. No one's going to jail. Still, the document is almost certain to reignite an unresolved public debate over a period that many regard as the most controversial in CIA history. I'll say it again, our government, as a disgrace in front of the whole world, has been condoning torture, rendition, kidnapping, waterboarding. Everyone in the world knows it. It was, and now they admit they got little to no information from it because they have used this fight against terrorism, the invisible enemy, the never-ending war, to justify anything they want to do. They'll be saying that the protesters down there are Second Amendment terrorists, they're a Constitution terrorist, and then they will justify anything that they want to do as far as coming there and give them the Waco treatment. A week from today, maybe on the first day of the Bloody Sacrifice to the Beast, their 13-day satanic ritual that's coming up. You might think that's crazy. Think it's crazy. Look it up. Tell me. The most scary thing is the government will send a provocateur into the protesters to start something so then they can give them the smackdown. That is the character, my friend, of the federal government of the United States of America. It shouldn't matter to you if you're a Republican or a Democrat. That is the character of the federal government of the United States of America. I get absolutely no pleasure from saying that. It's a national tragedy. It's a national disgrace. But that is the cold, hard facts when we discuss the character of our government in this country. Just this past week, former President Carter said that the United States of America had become the biggest warmonger in the world. I think about that. He went on to say, we've bombed over 30 countries in the last couple of decades. You know, I read the list several months ago of all the different countries that we've been in conflict with in the past 50 years. Remember, it took about 20 minutes for me to get down through the list. I think I had to stop. It was so long. This is what the rest of the world looks at us as. We are the police keeper of the world. We're the greatest debtor nation in the world. And let me tell you, the more news I read, we got a lot of it coming up. The more news I read from the rest of the world, they know that the death knell is to step off the dollar. I've got a report right here in front of me. Hopefully we'll have time to get to it, where Russia and Iran are moving toward trading in gold. The world is going to step off that dollar. You can see the stock market's coming down now in America. The good times is over. The Republicans and the Democrats have purposely ran the economic ship into the rocks. And that's the way it's going to stay, unfortunately. I can't, in my mind, put together a scenario that turns this thing around anything short of abolishing this tyrannical, corrupt government that's in place right now. This is coming in from Breitbart News. President Obama, Department of Homeland Security, caught and then released 68,000 aliens who had previously been convicted of a crime. A new report from the Center of Immigration Studies shows. The report provided to Breitbart News ahead of its late Sunday evening release reviews internal immigration and customs enforcement metrics to conclude that the Obama administration released 35% or 68,000 convicted criminal aliens back into the U.S. general population when they could have been deported. The criminal alien release typically occurred without formal notice to local law enforcement. We'll get on this on the other side. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
On the alternative media fan in the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I'm getting a lot of emails, people with information about what's going on at the Bundy Ranch. Third hour taking your phone calls. If you can hold that up to the third hour, we'll give you the opportunity to call in. This article, Breitbart News, by criminal, ICE means people who have been convicted of a misdemeanor or felony that is not a traffic violation. For instance, traffic violations like driving under the influence of alcohol or even vehicular manslaughter do not count toward this description of criminal aliens. As for the definition of alien, ICE mostly means illegal aliens, though some are legal aliens that are considered deportable legal aliens, which is possible for legal immigrants who have committed serious crimes. The document also shows ICE only deported a small fraction of the aliens they encounter overall. In 2013, ICE targeted only 195,000 or 25% out of the 722,000 potentially deportable aliens they encountered. Most of these aliens came to ICE attention after incarcerations and local arrests. The report comes on the Hill last week, which found that only 0.08% of the illegal aliens deported in 2013 were not serial immigration law violators or convicted of serious crimes. The CIS report also contains a breakdown per city of percentages of criminal aliens who were released back into the population. San Antonio, 79% is the highest, where ICE encountered 36,228 criminal aliens and then released 28,680 back into the general population of the United States. New York City, 71% is next, where ICE agents encountered 7,571 criminal aliens and released 5,391 of them back into the United States. And I could keep going down this whole big long list, but I won't waste the time because I've got so much news and information to cover. When the United States government apprehends a criminal illegal alien, they release by far the majority right back into our country. That should be treasonous. They should be hearings in Congress, and heads should roll. Because what if your family then is murdered or raped by these known criminals that are here illegally, and the federal government of the United States is too sorry to enforce its own laws or have any compassion for its own American legal citizens? Unbelievable. You can look that up for yourself if you'd like to read the whole story. I wanted to get this in this hour. This is coming from WealthyDebates.com. The economy appears to be far worse, in far worse shape than the major media outlets would have us believe. In fact, if you want to see how bad the economy really is, simply visit your local shopping center. There you will find the headlines about a retail tsunami, as CNBC put it, and they are accurate. Unfortunately, it could be just the tip of the iceberg. Recent news stories show that American retail is in a desperate situation and the entire economy is on shaky ground. Now, some of this I've read before, but I'm going to go through it quickly. Office supply. Staples has announced to close 225 stores by 2015. That's 15% of its entire chain. It's already closed 40 stores last year. Radio Shack going to close 20% of its stores, which is 1,100 stores this year. Albertsons closed 26 stores in January and February, according to Supermarket News. Clothing retailer Abercrombie & Fitch planning to close 220 stores by the end of 2015. Barnes & Noble is going to close 218 stores. JCPenney's 33 stores, laying off over 2,000 employees. The Record newspaper in New Jersey reported that Toys R Us has plans to close well over 100 stores. The Sweet Bay supermarket chain will close all of its 17 stores. The entire Lowman's chain of discount clothing stores in New York City all shut down. Industry analyst John Kernan told CNN that he expects Sears Holding, which owns both Sears and Kmart, to close another 500 stores. Quiznos has filed bankruptcy. USA Today reported this will close as many as 2,100 stores. Sarbaro, which operates pizza and Italian restaurants and malls, is planning to close 155 locations. Ruby Tuesdays has announced plans to close 30 restaurants in January alone. An unknown number of Red Lobster stores will be closed. Ralph's, a subsidiary of Kroger, has announced it's going to close 15 supermarkets in Southern California. Safeway closed 72 Dominick grocery stores just in Chicago. Now, let me tell you, these stores are not closing because they've become so profitable under this economic recovery that the mainstream media keeps telling you about. You know, we've been in this recovery for how many years now? We were in the recession 2 years before they claimed it was a recession, because all of us really knew we were in the throes of the Depression. These stores are not closing because the owners are saying, you know, I'm just so tired of carrying this great big bundle of cash. You know, it's been so profitable, we just got to close. I'm retiring. These are not retirement closures. These are closures because the economy of the United States of America is unraveling at the seams. And the reason the economy of the United States of America is unraveling at the seams is because the Democrats and the Republicans, through their policy, has destroyed our economy. Policing the world, starting wars to save the peace, massive amounts of indebtedness, sending all of our manufacturing overseas. That has ruined our economy and is continuing, and these store closings are the proof. You know, I want to throw a tomato at the TV every time I see those liars trying to claim that somehow the economy is turning around. How can it turn around? The people are just giving up on finding jobs. And these store closings are the proof. Man, all you got to do is ride through your towns and you will see. Try to think back to when we had a vibrant economy where you could go out and get jobs at manufacturing facilities and get a livable wage. Remember when places of employment actually had benefits and you had retirement or you had health insurance that would actually cover something? Many of you still have that. State employees, county employees. But the majority of the average people out here don't. All that's been evaporated. It's all went to the temporary job. Walmart's the biggest employer in the United States of America. Look at where we're at. We can't even manufacture our shoes, our towels. We don't manufacture a TV or a cell phone. All of that has left this country, and that's why we're in the shape we're in. And these store closings are the proof of the sad fact of the state of affairs of the economy in this country. It's a by-design economic collapse. Both parties are responsible. Neither party has a plan to do anything about it, and they are just continuing to ratchet up massive amounts of debt. I've got the story right here. A Harvard study, your share of the federal debt, if you're a worker. Now, this is people that have jobs in America. $106,000. Well, every person that holds a job in America is in debt to the federal government of the United States through the Federal Reserve banking system, which should be criminal, but they will not abolish it because they're owned by it. They're in the pocket of it. That is the sad facts of the matter. I say don't pay the Federal Reserve a penny. Restore a currency backed by gold. Abolish the IRS. Reinstate the Constitution. Abolish the two-party, one-party system. And until that happens, which may never happen in this country, we are going to continue to live under this yoke of tyranny, these continual lies from the mainstream corporate-owned media, as we watch our economy just continuous evaporation. Next hour, what in the world is happening to the NASDAQ? Also, FBI agent cleared in killing a friend of the Boston bombing suspect. No surprise there. We're going to get into this Harvard study. I want to talk about the blood moons coming up. I've got a lot of information. I mean, prepare for drones that perch on power lines to recharge, never have to land. That was Washington Times this past week. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with me.